It's a depressing time for fans of No Depression. That's the name of an influential music magazine that will stop publishing this summer. It's one of many music magazines affected by the music industry's collapse. Some may return on the internet, but they will not be the same, as Joel Rose reports.
No Depression took its name from a song by the Carter Family, a song that was picked up by the pioneering alt-country band Uncle Tupelo.
I'm going where there's no depression, to a better land that's free from care.
Uncle Tupelo's singer Jay Farrar was featured on the very first No Depression cover with his other band, Sun Volt. 13 years later, the magazine's subscription base is as big as it's ever been, and co-publisher Kyla Fairchild says newsstand sales are solid, too.
There's definitely no lack of demand for the product. It's really just a function of what's going on in the music industry.
Fairchild says the record labels that had always bought ads in the magazine just stopped buying them. She says the slide started last year, but it picked up speed in the last few months.
We were putting our March-April issue together, and that's usually our biggest issue of the year. And I couldn't even hit the ad number for that I had forecast for our smallest issues of the year.
Yet overall ad spending on magazines has been stable for the last 5 years. Postal rates and printing costs have gone up. But Nick Purdy, the publisher of the music magazine Paste, says the real killer is the loss of advertising from record labels.
If your business model is dependent on the record industry to pay the advertising bills, there is a change there. The business of music is changing dramatically.
CD sales have been declining for years, forcing record labels to tighten their belts. Bigger music magazines like Rolling Stone are more insulated from those changes because they have a larger readership and a more diverse advertising base. But just last month, the Christian music magazine CCM announced that it's closing its print edition. So did the indie rock magazine Resonance. If there's going to be a future for music magazines like these, it probably won't be on paper.
The newer model for niche-oriented music publications is going to be online.
Ann Powers writes about pop music for the Los Angeles Times. She says niche music sites could look very different from the magazines they used to be. They may have more in common with websites driven by fans and musicians.
These communities are based increasingly on interactivity between musicians and the fans. And the writer or the editor has to find her role in that. What is our role as mediators, as critics, as journalists?
That's a question the publishers of No Depression have asked themselves.
As I sort of envision the website, it would have a radio component, it would have a record store retail component, it would have user-driven chat rooms.
Kyla Fairchild says there's a potential downside to a site that's shaped by its users.
When you open things up to the public, you really can't complain when some horrible band puts something up. So there were concerns that it sort of diluted the value and what the brand stood for.
Nevertheless, Fairchild says she's determined to keep that brand going on the web. Paste magazine publisher Nick Purdy says other niche music magazines should be following her lead.
If you decide to focus purely on online, obviously you can reduce your costs and potentially survive. And you'll see a number of niche music publications eventually migrate to the web as purely digital publications.
Because he says the alternative isn't going to be viable for much longer. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.